On Tuesday, Jewish communities in the Czech Republic are commemorating Yom HaShoah, or Holocaust Remembrance Day, which is observed around the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising in 1943. The names of Czech Holocaust victims will be read out during ceremonies in Prague and a former concentration camp in Terezín. Around 80,000 Czech Jews perished in the Holocaust, among them the whole family of Zdenka Fantlová, who was herself imprisoned in several concentration camps, Terezín, Auschwitz, Gross-Rosen, Mauthausen, until she was liberated from Bergen-Belsen. Here she recalls what followed after the war broke out, and that it was sometimes little things that saved people's lives.
I was 18 at that time. I was in the gymnasium, or what would you call it, and I was evicted, and my schoolmates said, "Oh, this is a nonsense, you will see, they will change their mind." And, well, it was a nonsense, and they didn't change their mind, and I was out. And what happened, because I was young and I didn't want to sit at home and darn my socks, as my mother wanted to, I entered the English Institute here in Prague for a year. There was British Council, simply because I have heard Fred Astaire singing a song from an American musical, Broadway melody, "You Are My Lucky Star." And I was so fascinated that I thought, I'll have to learn this language. I was learning the song word by word. I had no idea what I was singing. And that saved my life. Little did I know that 5 years later, in Bergen-Belsen, I'll be able to communicate in English with a member of the British Army who saved my life in the nick of time, the last minute before my death. So you see, there are little things in life which determine. I sort of feel that we have a blueprint. We walk on a blueprint. Maybe we think we have a free will. Maybe we have. But somehow I feel, you know, it's like skiing a slalom from stick to stick, and you decide, I'm not going to do this stick, but it doesn't matter. You have the start and you have the finish, and that's fate. Nobody will talk me out of it.
That was Zdenka Fantlová, who after the war moved to Australia and Britain, where she lives now. She also wrote a book about her experience entitled My Lucky Star, after the song by Fred Astaire. And you'll be able to hear the full interview with Zdenka Fantlová in one of our future programmes.